The noise of the fray alarmed the neighbors, who sent for the constable. On hearing this, Hans made his escape and hid himself, but Schwartz was taken before the judge, fined for breaking the peace, and was thrown into prison till he should pay. When Hans heard this, he was much delighted and decided to set out immediately for the Golden River. How to get the holy water was the question. He went to the priest, but the priest could not give any holy water to such a man. So Hans went to Vespers in the evening for the first time in his life, and pretending to cross himself, stole a cupful. Next morning he got up before the sun rose, put the holy water into a strong flask, and two bottles of wine and some bread in a basket. These he slung over his back, and taking his staff in his hand, set off for the mountains. On his way out of the town, he had to pass the prison, and as he looked in at the windows, whom should he see but his brother Schwartz peeping out through the bars and looking very downhearted.
"Good morning, brother," said Hans. "Have you any message for the king of the Golden River?"
Schwartz gnashed his teeth with rage and shook the bars with all his strength. But Hans only laughed at him, and advising him to make himself comfortable till he came back again, shouldered his basket, shook the bottle of holy water in Schwartz's face, and marched off in great glee. It was indeed a morning that might have made anyone happy, even with no Golden River to seek for. But on this object, and on this alone, Hans' eyes and thoughts were fixed. Forgetting the distance he had to travel, he set off at a rate of walking, which greatly exhausted him before he had climbed the first range of the green and low hills. He was surprised on reaching their summit to find that a large glacier lay between him and the source of the Golden River. He mounted it, though, with the boldness of a trained mountaineer, yet he thought he had never in his life climbed so strange or so dangerous a glacier.